All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwai Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakepmuk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this April 23rd, 2026 on Free Voices. Our subject is going to be on humor. We have some of our usual guests in the house with us today. We have our Lady Faima from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and she's the production manager. Welcome to the program, and thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Chief. Thank you.
Yes.
It is a privilege to be at the studio with you.
Thank you. And also we have the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte.
Hello. Nice to be here again.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and we thank all our brothers and sisters from China. Thank you for all for joining us live, and we really appreciate you. So we also do have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. He's a high diving champion of the world. And also my brother Shkwai Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. He'll be joining us too later. And we have some special music coming up for you guys also. We have some Arcane Engine. We have, they're from Sweden. We have She Passed Away, and they're from Turkey. We have All Saints, and they're from down in the States. And also Ridvan, and it's a collaboration between Africa and Persia. And if we have enough time, we have some Yoshida Brothers, and they're from Japan. So we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just helping us make this planet a better, special place that our ancestors will be proud of us and the future generations can enjoy for forever. So thank you all for joining us. And we're going to start off the program with some energetic music from Arcane Engine. And this is their song called Buried Empire. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. don't rumble, pulse through the earth, a forgotten cancer, proving its worth. Phantoms drift through the passages,
pretty powerful stuff. I always enjoy those deep, heavy, powerful songs. And I give a lot of credit to Counselor Fari for helping us out with those, because they seem to come just randomly to me. And she was a very much person that enjoyed this kind of music too. So, I give a shout out to all our listeners out there that enjoy this music too. And so we were trying to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, but yes, we weren't able to. So we're going to carry on, and we're going to do what he usually leads us through. And we're going to do some deep breaths. And during our deep breaths, we're going to imagine intaking all the positivity in the air and around us, and fill our lungs with oxygen. And on our exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy that builds up in our lives, and we're going to get rid of it. We're going to blow it away. And we're going to do that 3 times, and we're going to do it on the count of 3. So get ready. 1, 2, 3.
Two more?
Yeah. Last one.
I'm swimming in the ocean. But I'm not a great swimmer like Vagadis.
yeah. It's always awesome just getting that fresh air into our lungs, into our blood streams, up to our brains, getting us all fired up and ready for our subject. And our subject today is on humor. And it's been going through my mind lately, especially, you know, with all the darkness that's happening in the world. And part of the reason why I like that song, or the one we just heard, it was talking about buried empire. And, you know, it almost looked like we were going to lose one whole civilization. And I'm glad we didn't. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's just talking about losing some greatness in the world. And you know, we can always be researching it and learning from it, especially history.
Yes.
You know, if we don't learn from history, mm-hmm. you know, we're basically doomed to repeat it.
Exactly.
And, you know, we can learn from the great Holocaust of World War II, mm-hmm. And lots of little wars since then to now. And we can learn to remember those and research those and find out why and how they happened and try to prevent them. Yeah. And even though all these great tragedies have happened all over the world, I've noticed, like, especially with my own people and culture, with the Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, Native people, Indians mm-hmm. of this land.
Yes.
You know, we've gone through a lot of our own negativity and persecution and genocide and all these negative things that have been going on in the world for, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years. And I noticed that there's been a lot of humor that comes out, and it's a coping mechanism. And I believe it's not just us that have suffered, it's everybody in the world, because there's lots of suffering all over the world. And one of the things that can get us through those dark times, horrible times, is finding humor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be dark, but no matter what it is, it helps us to survive. And it's one of the important things that we can all learn to recognize. And we can sometimes laugh at ourselves, too, for, mm-hmm. you know, some of the silly things that we do. And so I'm laughing all the time because I'm doing silly things all the time.
Very good. That's healthy.
Yeah. So I've been learning, like, you know, just to remember and sometimes look for the things that can bring myself laughter. Mm-hmm. And also with some people around me, too. You know, if we laugh together, it's kind of healing.
It's very healthy.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I was wanting to remind everybody and also myself, just to not always be reaching out for that doom and gloom. I spent a lot of time in darkness and negativity, And I'm still in it, but at least I'm trying to crawl out of it.
Very good, Chief. Yeah, very good.
Bring some light into the world and also into my life. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to we'll be speaking with Charlotte next, our host of Call Me Negotiator. And but first we're gonna play a song, and this one is a little bit of a dark song, and they're from Turkey, and this is from a band called She Passed Away, and the song is called Misanthrop. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Bugün size yaşamaya değecek bir haberimiz yok. Onun yerini siyahlar içinde derdi sadece kendine ama lafı insanlara da dokunan bir ikiliyi ekranlarınıza getireceğiz. Bu yalnızca bir şarkı, bir performans değil. Huzurlarınızda Şipelsevey ve kayıp bir neslin marşı Misanthrop. We'll be right back.
we're back. That was She Passed Away, a band from Turkey, and their song was Misanthrope, and kind of an emotional song, which I do like and enjoy because I never grew up with any of that. But we played that for our guest, Charlotte, and she's the host of Call Me Negotiator. And we'd love to hear your words on our subject, which is humor.
Oh, right. Thank you for having me here. And I would say I consider myself is a person who has humor. But, like, I guess that is not something that we can identify ourselves. It really depends on if the jokes are funny to other people, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be, like... I think there are two kinds of jokes. The first one is that you make jokes about others, but then you kind of hurt them, and then we feel like, oh my God, this is so funny, but actually the person who became victim doesn't think that's funny. So I think this is kind of jokes that doesn't call it humor. Mm-hmm. So put that up front is really helpful to understand what is humor. Mm-hmm. And I would say, so basically the joke should be something that you don't hurt people. It's positive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, most likely the best way is to ease the situation, ease the vibe. So I would say that is what I would consider what is humor. And to be able to be humorous, I thought, or I learned, is that people who normally are humorous are able to reach certain level of intelligence, because I think humor is something that is intersection with or from different aspects of maybe knowledge of face situations, and you're able to use one thing from one scenario and apply it to this current situation, and somehow there's a logic underlying that makes you feel like, oh, that's kind of weird, I never thought in that way, but in some way it makes sense. So I think that's probably how the humor became from, but it's very conceptual. So yeah, it is really hard to practice that. Otherwise, everybody is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, it's true. I like what you brought up, like harming people with humor, and I believe that's where a lot of like racist undertones can happen.
Right.
So that's kind of the stuff that I always try to remember too. Is not to ridicule like a certain race or certain people or just individuals. It's better to kind of learn to reflect and like you were saying, like just remembering the concepts and seeing the irony of certain situations.
Right.
And then when we do bring them up, it does tickle us, and it makes us laugh and realize the silliness of the situation. And and we do know that laughter does bring healing.
Right.
So that was one of the things that I recognized, like people from Robin Williams and some of these great actors that, you know, can bring us laughter. And like Jim Carrey could make everybody laugh. And so these things are very important for the world. And it's important for all of us, including like even politicians and people that are very serious, to remember like, hey, there's more to this world than just the doom and the gloom. Mm-hmm. And it's good to remember and just remind each other of it's good to have a good laugh once in a while and keep things bright in the world, because we could get down a very dark path.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to the end of our life. And it's not something that, you know, we should be looking forward to. And if we can bring each other up in a joyful way, it creates more positivity.
Right.
And it makes it worth living.
Right. I agree. I think it's the function is probably better to bring the seriousness into a relaxing vibe instead of do it opposite, make the everybody who feel relaxed, but then bring some attention into it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's always great to like listen to everybody and get their inputs on their views and how we can improve each other. And that's what I like hearing from everybody and kind of like sharpening the tools in my own toolbox.
Right.
And I think it's great that we have a lot of people listening in all over the world, and we can all learn together and share together and grow together.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program here. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkanah, BC. But first, we're going to play a song that he picked for us. And this one's from All Saints, and their song is called Never Ever. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning.